sen oğlada sen when everybody asks you this, what you tell you? Oh, rise up. Thank you, the ever faithful God, the all-knowing God, the covenant-keeping God, the God that will never fail, the indiable God. Father, as we look at your word, we ask for understanding in the name of Jesus. Speak to us, O Lord. Meet us at the point of our needs, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we can just have our seat. I will try and be fast because I think 5 minutes of my time is gone. So I'll just follow the speed. The Lord will grant us understanding in Jesus' name. And last week we looked at, Pastor Morris helped us, he made it easy for me. He looked at covenant renewal is the restoration of, he talks about, recap. It's a covenant for exponential growth. It talks about covenant renewal, restoration to God, our relationship with God. Covenant produces exponential growth, releases multiplication, divine protection, promotion, settlement, generational continuity. He also made us to know that covenant renewal, what brings us to the place that we want to renew our covenant? When we begin to experience spiritual dryness, stagnation, loss of first love, delay promises. And to renew our covenant, these are things we should do as Christians, as children of God. Repentance. Come to the place of repentance and say, Father, forgive me. I have erred in this area. Then rededication. We rededicate our life to God. We make a commitment back to that covenant that the Lord initiated. Then sacrificial obedience. You know, obedience, I love the word he added, the sacrificial obedience. Obedience that you have to sacrifice. It's not easy. You have to go out of your way to obey God and say, I know it's not convenient, but I just have to obey you. Then consistent fellowship. Then covenant conscious living. You live with that consciousness that you have a covenant with the Lord. And I'm starting from there, talking about, I just said I will continue from where Pastor Morris stopped. So I'm looking at covenant conscious living. You know, that was where I said covenant conscious living. Covenant conscious living is living with an awareness that God has entered into a binding what? Relationship with us. It is not intentionally aligning. It is intentionally aligning our life with God's promises. What did Psalm 25 verse 10 say? He said, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, such unto such as keep his covenant and promise. It tells us when we are into covenant, when we are conscious of it, what do? The way we live, everything about us, we have this awareness, this thought that I am into an agreement with the Lord. This is how my life should be. We align our purpose, everything about us, even to the will of God. It is no longer us again, because when we've entered into a covenant with God, it's what? It's divine security. Why? Divine security for our lives, our purpose, eternity. If you stay aligned with God, he will what? He will take off your responsibility. He will guide the way you move, and he will predict your destiny. Even when you don't know, you just say, this is what God is saying. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I told you I'll be running, but just follow me. We'll get there. What is covenant? I know Pastor Morris wanted to define it, but because of time, so I said I'm going to do that today, just to make it, give clarity to it, what we're talking about, covenant. According to Oxford English Dictionary, covenant, a formal and a legal what? Binding agreement or promise, especially one made between God and a person or people. A covenant could be for a people, it could be for a person, it could be for an individual person. So it was a binding legal agreement. It is formal. It is not something you just look push by the wayside. Then I had to look at the Bible. What is covenant according to the Bible? It says a binding promise or oath from God that guarantees his commitment. God has sworn, I will do this. A covenant established a relationship between God and man. If you look at Hebrews, I've just quoted those scriptures. We can look at them. God can use a visible sign to confirm this agreement. For Noah, he used rainbow, isn't it? I will no longer destroy the world with flood again. For Abraham, it was circumcision. Then the blood, the ultimate word, covenant. For Jesus, it was the blood on the cross. It is not an agreement to be taken lightly. God will never break his own part of the covenant. For man, sometimes we forget. That is why they're talking about covenant renewal. Ability for us to go back and remember that this is what God has said. God is committed to his word. In Genesis 26:24, and the Lord appeared unto Isaac the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father, fear not. Even when generation forgets the covenant, God still remembers. He still keeps it. He said, fear not. What was he saying? He said, I will be with you. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. For man, he will say, this one has become so bad. I break this agreement. Is it not true? And he can just say, he goes into agreement when he feels he's happy, he feels like, and suddenly withdraws when he feels there's nothing to gain, but not with God. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Then we go to the next one, talks about who initiates covenant. You know, I began to look, I said I want to know. People sometimes mistake covenant for promise, promise for vow. Covenant is initiated by God, not man. You can make a vow. You know, sometimes we make vow and we think it's covenant. It could be, but God initiates covenant. You can't bring God into a binding. You can vow and say, oh God, every time I will do this, you make a promise. If you read through the scripture, what he said, God initiates covenant for man, not for himself. God does not need anything from us. Even if he created us for his pleasure, he is self-sustaining and needs nothing. Covenant exists to secure man's future, alignment, and destiny. No wonder Acts 17:24-25, he said, and God made the world and all therein, seeing that he is God, he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in the temple made with man's hands. And he was saying something, neither is worship by man hands. You don't feed God. How many of you make food and you say, I want to, when he talks about not worship by man's hand, you say, I'm going to take food to the Lord. I'm going to make a whatsoever you call it, a wedu, you're going to make fried rice, and you say, I'm going to feed God now. How many of us will feed God? The only privilege that God gives to us is that we render our praises to him. And the truth is that I don't know how we see God. Everything we do always comes to bless us. When we praise God, when he comes down, it's us that benefits. When we worship God, when he comes down, it's us that benefits. You're not going to wear God's clothes. He said he dressed himself with light as garments. You're not going to give God the best car. He makes the wind his chariot, he rides on it. He doesn't need transportation to get to anywhere. You are not going to make him tall. He sits in the heaven and makes the earth his footstool. You are not going to give him silver and gold. He said, the cattle on 1,000, he are his. So what is it that you are going to give God? So when God initiates covenant to do something, it's not saved by men's hands. It's so that we'll be blessed. So that our destiny has a pattern. Walk before me and be ye perfect. So that there is a direction. So that there is focus. Do you know the best thing that can happen to you is when you know where you are going to. You don't waste time. And you know, not just know where you are going to, you know how to get there. When your mate is still looking for her, how do I get there? You are already there. Do you know what makes some people so smart? They are not smart. It's just that they know what the other person doesn't know. If two people are going to sit for an exam, just little extra that the other one knows make the other person better. I was speaking to somebody and this person told me, I had all this, I passed, my teacher gave me all this. And I said, Daddy, you know, he said, the week before that, I saw all the questions in the dream. Don't ask me whether God is biased or not. I don't know whether I'm getting it. I do not know you see things before it happens. What a privilege. What a privilege. Every covenant that God entered in the Bible is for the goodness of man. He said, ye are the seeds of Abraham. And you know, as I was preparing, something came into my spirit. One cannot be barren. Because he said, Abraham's children will fill the earth. So it's a promise. It's a covenant. And if I'm related to Abraham, barrenness, how do I fill the earth? And I am connected to Abraham. And this is the covenant he entered with Abraham. In short, I have finished preparing. As I stood, that message came. I said, Jesus. These are the potency of covenants. You know one thing? You need to know what it is, what covenant carries. In a language in Benin, permit me to use this. They use this, they say, on I would, this one cannot die. They give it to some children. Do you know what they do? They barricade death when they give them that name. Before them, children has been dying. They say, this one can't die. That is man speaking. Not to talk of when God enters a covenant with man. And what do they do? They stop death at that junction. They say, this one, death ends with this. What are we saying? Well, this is the month of covenant renewal. Go to your Bible. Find certain things that God has spoken. He swore by himself. Now maybe I need to say what covenant is. With two immutable things, God cannot lie. Covenant is God swearing by himself. It's not promise. I'm not going to, there's no time. I would have just brought a table. I had to do it old promise and covenant. Covenant is not promise. Covenant is binding. Promise is yea and amen. His words are yea and amen. That promise. Covenant, God is binded to his word. From generation to generation. In case you don't know, it's not something to take for granted. And if you know it, you stand on that and say, God has spoken. And by extension, because I am related to Abraham, I am the seed of Abraham, I partake of such covenant. Amen. What is covenant conscious living? Living daily with the awareness of God's promise. I need to say this. One thing, every covenant has a promise. So if I use the word, every covenant has a promise. Making decision based on covenant truth, not convenience. It may not see right. It may not feel right. But there is a spoken word. Do you know how powerful the word of God is? It says, as far as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time. And if you ask me, I was trying to look at that, I would tell you to be truthful. That's not covenant. It's just a spoken word. And the earth agreed with the Lord. Not to talk of when there is a covenant, an oath, a commitment. God swearing by his own self. Because nothing else can he use. Then tell me, somebody will say it will not stand. Respond to life from faith, not fear. He has spoken. His words are yea and amen. God cannot change his word. He cannot lie. You can take God's word. Do you know whenever I stay and I prayed and prayed and prayed and nothing, I turn my prayer because I heard it from my Father in the Lord. I just tell the Lord, Father, speak. If the Lord speak, you can't do anything against it. I began to pray. Don't say, Father, answer my prayer. I just begin to say, Father, speak a word. Speak a word. Because one word from God, no man can say no. Walking in obedience because of relationship, not pressure. That is covenant. When you are living a covenant conscious life, you walk in obedience. You are not pressure. You see, people talk about Abraham. Abraham walked in obedience. He wasn't pressured. If he was pressured, even before Sarah, he would have said that time is going. Let me quickly look for a shortcut. But there was a covenant over him, and he understood. He had remembered his covenant, the word of which he commanded to 1,000 generations. He will never forget. When we say covenant renewal, for we remembering, not God remembering. Sometimes we think, is it still real? So we have to go back. God cannot forget. At least you've seen it in Psalm 105 verse 8. And what does it tell us? Holy Spirit, help me. I'm trying to rush. Let me quickly go with time. Why covenant consciousness matters? Covenant renewal restores awareness. But do you know what? Covenant conscious living sustains the blessing. You are aware. You now begin to walk in that consciousness. When God was angry with Israel, Moses reminded God of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Israel. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servant, to whom thou swearest by thy own self, and sayest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven. He has to even remember. I think Moses needs to remember. If Moses was not aware of the covenant, will he be reminding God, telling God, this is your spoken word? I don't know. Am I speaking to someone? That is why we're doing covenant renewal. Remember, he had to come before what he had spoken. Not because God has forgotten. This is your word. Because you are not the man that will lie nor repent, the son of man that will repent. This is what you have said. Then Solomon acknowledged God's covenant of faithfulness. When he was dedicating the temple, he had this to say. He said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee, who keepeth covenant and mercy with thy servant, thy work before thee with all thy heart. And when he said, God, because if one walks with you with all thy heart, God came down on the temple. What he was simply doing, this is your word. And do you know why we need to have that consciousness? Hosea 4:6, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not knowing it does not make it not to be effective. It only becomes a disadvantage to the person that doesn't know. It doesn't change its potency. It doesn't change the power attached to covenants. For those that knows the power in God's covenant, they utilize it and it works for them. The other one that says, oh, it's not an excuse. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Abraham, a covenant conscious person. I will leave that one. Pastor Morris dealt with it. I just wrote it. He said, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. And Abraham did not stagger on God's promise. He held on to it. He held on to God. He said, God has said it. How covenant conscious people live. I love this one. They believe with the heart. They believe with their heart. God has said it. You know, in Luke, Jesus came to the temple and they brought him the book of, is it Hosea or so? I'm forgotten. And he opened a page and he read it. He said, I will heal the sick. I will deliver the oppressed. And he closed the book and said, this is what is written of me. And I tell you now, open the Bible, what is written of you? What that covenant? He opened it and said, this is what is written of me. And he quoted it. For every man, there is something written of you in the Bible. That is what you believe. For with thy heart, man believe unto righteousness. And with thy mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Faith is internal agreement with God's covenant. Even when manifestation is delayed, you hold on. You believe God. You say, he has said it. This is God's word for me. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. How do they live also? They speak with their mouth. They speak with their mouth. I looked at Ali, the boxer. Before he goes into the ring, they called him. I don't think he was a Christian. And how many of us know Bruce Lee? One of these things. And they began to ask them. They said, Bruce Lee, I think he had this spinal word. He said they were asking him questions.
And they began to talk about the words of the mouth. And Ali would tell, says, he beats an opponent before he gets to the ring. When they interview him, he said what he does is that he sends fear. He intimidates the opponent. Do you speak the word? Do you say, this is my word? There are words that I am walking, I am cooking, I'm saying those words. You know, sometimes Satan will be saying, don't deceive yourself. I don't know. If I read a book by Jackie Mays. He said, if you cannot outthink Satan, outtalk him. And I hold on. It has been almost going to 18 years. That was one book that turned my life. If you cannot outthink Satan, outtalk him. Even if he's talking in my head, I am speaking out faith. Do you speak a covenant? Do you take a covenant and run with it? For every month, there should be one. There should be a word. You run with it. In short, that is when you run, that is when you see opposition. If you are not in a race, I will tell you, because I was an 100-meter split runner, so I know. If you are never in a race, no one, you don't have an opponent. Is it not true? You look at me, I won so many medals. You're looking at me as if I... I'm a long jumper also. That was it. That was why they said, when we are doing family day, I told them I will beat some of you people here. You know, they were saying, I said, for some of the young men, I will beat them because I know the trick on how to take off. Your taking off is the best. Once you get it first, that's all. So, what am I saying? If you're not in a race, you're not in doing, you don't have an opponent. So when you are speaking that word, you begin to see forces trying to say, shut up. You cannot go with this if you don't go with anything. If you cannot outthink Satan, at what? Tell your neighbor. Talk him until he's dead. He gets to a time, he says, this one must be mad. And he lets you go. They walk in obedience. Those are covenant conscious people. God is saying this. God is saying move now. God is saying sow now. God is saying preach now. God is saying witness now. It is not convenient, but they know what is attached to it. And they do it. Now therefore, if you be willing, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. I didn't say that. That's in your Bible. Decision from covenant, not crisis. They don't say, you know, a man made a decision. The same man we are saying is a covenant conscious person, made a decision from crisis. Some of us are still suffering it today. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying more than that. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith governs our choice. Our choice is not fear or pressure. When you are a covenant conscious person, praise the Lord. Are you living in that consciousness? Are you living in it? Covenant consciousness activates blessings. It does not create the blessings. Being conscious does not mean the blessing has been there already. The covenant between God and Abraham still stands. So it's not about when I become conscious of God's covenant, I'm creating blessing. No, you activate it. You bring it into existence. It is here and amen, it's there. All you are doing, you are aligning yourself with it. You are telling yourself, I just have to position myself. It's just like an advert is made. It's not you that brought the advert, but you're going to either take advantage of it or not. Taking advantage of it or not doesn't mean someone else will not do of that vacancy. Is it not true? Even if you are saying, I will not, somebody else will go out there and apply and get it. It positions us to walk in what God has already established. We should be aware and begin to walk in it. I'll tell you a story. I was watching it online. Someone sent it to me. The child was dying and they called the woman of God. She couldn't go. And she told the mother and said, is there communion there? Give to your child. And the woman began to say, how would that one work? He said, I can't come. He said, how would that one work? He said, no, the mother couldn't go also. The mother couldn't go. So he said, the picture, if there's it, connect to it. She said, could I? Then she said, oh, he said it's scriptural. How did sin came to all of us? I want you to answer me. By what? By one word. Then how did salvation? When you at the beginning, did you sin? And eventually what happened? You know when mothers want to pray, I do not know about others. They hold their breast, isn't it? They make a connection or they hold their womb and they speak. And they say, this, you can't die. If I conceive you and I carry you 9 months, with that biblical cord that connects us, you can't die. If man could take advantage, and man word can be that powerful and connect to something, a cord that has been broken after delivery, and something happens. Father, help us in Jesus' name. I pray for myself and I pray for you. May we begin to walk in that consciousness. God is faithful. Blessed be the God, our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You know what the Lord says? He said, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul what? Prospereth. That is God's wish for us. In conclusion, covenant conscious living is not occasional faith. It is a daily posture. I believe today, I don't believe today, no. Your life. You see so many people doing wonderful. One of my father in the Lord, if you know what the other person knows, you will do the same thing the other person does. We live covenant. When we live covenant conscious life, we do not stagger the promise. We do not negotiate obedience. We do not forget who God is. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion faileth not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. God of Abraham, the I cannot rush because of time and do not appreciate my Father in the Lord. I just want to thank him for the privilege to be able to share the word of God and all the pastorate. And I also want to appreciate everyone that has listened. Peradventure you are saying, is there God? There is God. As we sing this song, I want you to begin to connect everything you are believing God. Everything you've forgotten that God can do, why not connect it to the song? For